Governor Pat McCrory thinks the state lottery spends too much money on administrative costs. And don't even get him started about the commercials, which he called
bloated and frankly annoying advertising
during his State of the State address last month. Maybe you've seen this one of the cheerleaders next to the guy on the treadmill.
Trying to add excitement to the everyday? Try Carolina Cash 5 from the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Annoying is a matter of taste. But on the bloated front, a new audit by Wisconsin-based Delahanty Consulting found North Carolina actually spends less per capita on lottery advertising than neighboring states. Consultant Herb Delahanty says it's common for state lawmakers to want to spend less money on ads and more on the cause the lottery supports, which is education in North Carolina's case. But that is a little like starving the cow you want to milk.
And it goes back to the fact that we're a sales and marketing organization.
As director of the North Carolina Education Lottery, Alice Garland's job is to maximize profits for education. And to do that,
we need to advertise. And I will tell you that I hear, but everybody knows we have a lottery. Well, everybody knows that Target and Walmart exist, but they advertise all the time. And so when you're in the retail sales business, you need to keep your product in front of your players, your customers.
Last year, the North Carolina Education Lottery spent $14.5 million on commercials. And Garland says she probably would have spent more, but she couldn't because state law limits lottery advertising to 1% of total sales. While Governor McCrory talks of trimming that ratio, some 50 state representatives have signed onto a bill further restricting where the lottery can advertise and what those ads can say. That measure's not-so-subtle title is the Honest Lottery Act. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.